Tonight, Fox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, comes to you from Alaska.
It's Anchorage, Alaska, where every year at this time, all the toppers, prospectors, dog sledders, guides, and homesteaders stop their work and come to town for the big doings at the Fur Rendezvous.
Fox Pop, especially transcribed, is brought to you by American Express Traveler's Check. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. And here are your two Fox Poppers, Fox Johnson and Warren Hull.
This is Fox Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull. And how about you folks out front here saying hello to the folks outside? Okay.
They heard that quite a long way. You know, outside up here doesn't mean people outside this auditorium. Outside means you folks down in the States and elsewhere. But we're mighty glad to be inside of here in Anchorage, aren't we, Warren?
Oh, you said it, Fox. We're here to help fire the opening gun for the annual Anchorage Fur Rendezvous. It's a week of sports events and fur trading with folks coming from all over for the big doings.
Warren, let's get busy here. I want to talk to some of the old-timers and some of these newcomers. We're going to start with
now. Oh, Fox, you got a wonderful starter. Here is a lady. Now, believe this or not, she was carried across the mud flats to Anchorage when it was only a pup. Not a very husky pup at that. She has attractive bobbed white hair, and Parks, look out for the twinkle in her eye, Mrs. Jessie Parsons.
Good evening, Miss Parsons.
Good evening, Mr. Jones.
You have got a twinkle in your eye.
You think so?
Yes, I think so. You did help raise Anchorage from a pup?
Well, yes, I think I did.
When did you come here?
Oh, 1949,
uh-huh.
On the 8th of May.
Well, did you marry here, of course?
Oh, yes. Yes, I married here.
Uh-huh, a long time later, like soon.
Well, but you see, it began to get pretty cold.
Oh.
So I had never been married before, so I thought I'd try anything once.
Then what?
Well, then we started building a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And,
the Parsons Hotel, I saw it down
yes,
there.
Uh-huh. Right. And I met a girl about 18 months ago here, and she said to me, now you don't let any grass grow under your feet, do you? And I said, why? She said, why, I thought you were so meek and mild when I first met you. And she said, here it's only 18 months and you have a hotel, a husband, and a baby. Said, there's nothing slow about you.
Talking about that hotel, I've got a lot of old-timers pass through your lobby, didn't you?
Yes, quite a lot of them.
You remember any of them?
Oh, yes. Sleep John. And,
he's still here, isn't he?
Yes, he's still here.
Uh-huh.
Smiling Albert and
yeah.
Hambone Link.
Uh-huh.
Muckluck Teeth.
Who?
Muckluck Teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, quite a lot of others.
Well, did the miners stay at your hotel during the winter?
Oh, yes.
They didn't work during the winter, did they?
No, they can't work in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Everything is all frozen up then.
Yeah. Well, they got lots of money to last them all through the winter, haven't they?
Oh, no.
No?
They get rid of it about a month. And then they stay in the hotels for the rest of the winter. I don't know if they still do that, but they used to at our hotel.
Well, you charge things for them and let them
out? Well, my husband would never put them out in the winter. No Alaskan would.
No, just
and,
not.
And, of course, if they in the next summer, when they had a cleanup, they would pay you. And if they died, you were just out of luck.
And I'll bet you got your money back every time unless they did die. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, did you have to help take care of that gold? I heard in the old days they'd just come into the hotel and toss some gold dust over and say, here, take care of this for me. Is that right?
Yes, I can tell you a little story. My husband, one night a man came into the hotel, and we had no safe at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't very modern.
Yeah.
And he asked me to mind $900.
Mm.
And I put it in the bureau drawer, and I was a little nervous about having so much money there. So I dreamt that the robber came in and was stealing it. And I woke my husband up, and I said, oh, Fred, I was so afraid I dreamt somebody was stealing that $900. So he said, always shut up and go to sleep. There's $7,000 worth of gold dust under the bed.
Did your husband do any prospecting? Yeah, it looks like the bug bites everybody that gets up here.
Yes, indeed he did. All his life he did prospecting.
Like in Rich at any time?
No, he didn't. But you would always find someone else that did, and then that gave you hope for continuing.
You love Alaska, don't you, Nate?
Yes, yeah. I do very much. I don't think I would care to live anywhere else.
Well, we've learned a great deal from you and other people that we've met here as to why you Alaskans love your territory so fiercely. And I tell you, in the short time we've been here, we've got the bug, and I know that we're going to come back. But it's time now to say that Box Pop has to use, listen, for these cold winter nights, here's a thermostatic control electric blanket. Can you use it? Now, wait a minute, that's not all. We've got a beautiful ladies' groin precision wristwatch. And $50 in American Express travel checks. You've handled them in your hotel way back 50 years ago, I know, or 30,
oh,
or when it...
Oh,
thank you. She kicked me. Thank you.
Oh, Park, what she did to you?
Have I got lipstick on my face? That twinkle was there, Warren. Oh, gee. We know that folks in the States are interested in the famous Matanuska Valley, the government homestead project here in Alaska. It's 50 miles up the valley from Anchorage. Well, we found a successful farmer up there to tell about it. Warren, he's not only a farmer, but he's a trapper and a well-known guide. Sportsmen come from all over the states to hunt with him. He's 36, and he has about the most luxuriant beard you've seen in town. Warren, this is Leo Lucas.
Hello, Leo. How are you? Fine. Warren, thanks.
Hey, Leo, that beard looks like a pretty valuable pelt.
Well, how long have you been working on it?
Since New Year's, and it is a valuable pelt because I'm thinking on going beaver trapping, and in order to go beaver trapping, you've got to look like a beaver.
Well, I'm saying you're going to fool him then. Leo, how long have you been in Alaska?
9 years.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come from?
Colorado.
Yeah? Why did you come here?
Well, I was looking for more elbow room.
Really? Out of Colorado?
That's right.
But you found it here. Is the Matanuska Valley a going concern now?
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm. Had some hard days earlier, didn't it?
Well, it had some hard days, but it's coming out of it fine now.
Mm-hmm. You have a railroad through the valley, don't you?
Oh, we have. The finest railroad in Alaska. The Moose Grocer.
The Moose Grocer. What? Leo, what sort of farming do you carry on?
Well, general farming.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, stock?
Well, I have stock, and I raise potatoes, and I raise grain. You can raise most anything in Alaska.
Now, don't forget, Leo, there are a lot of would-be farmers looking at you down there outside in the state. What other crops thrive out there in the valley?
Well, vegetables are very good in the valley, such as potatoes and all root crops and berries and strawberries grow very plentifully and very good.
You have a short growing season, don't you?
We have, but I've seen stuff grow over there 6 inches in one day.
And now, wait a minute, Leo. Go ahead, tell me more.
Well, it's true? It is true. Why, you can hear the cabbage popping as it's growing.
Really? Well, I believe you. I want to come out and see it, though. Is there room for more farmers out there?
There certainly is. And the government is helping them clear more land. And any young fellow that wants to come over and raise those big cabbages, that's the place to come.
Say, Leo, if you're farming, how do you get time for trapping and hunting?
I have the best hired man in the valley.
The best hired man?
I most certainly have.
Who?
My wife.
Oh. Does she really carry on the farm while you're away, huh?
You sure did.
You didn't trap her here, did you?
No. I caught her in Colorado.
Have you done any trapping this winter?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I'm leaving tomorrow morning for my limit of beaver.
Where?
Well, about 60 miles out of Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
We only hire a bush pilot to take us in. If it wasn't for the bush pilot, I think that Alaska would be overrun by beaver and other fur-bearing animals.
Yes. Now, where is all the big game, Leo?
Well, some of the best game country is the Talkeetna Mountains.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the moose is in your backyard.
Right? Well, that's understood, yes.
Well, we're going to have to come back, Leo. I can see that. We want to thank you very much for helping us learn about Alaska. And we want you to have these American Express traveler checks, $50 worth. They're awful handy for a man who lives out in the country, not just around the corner from the bank, you know, so you can keep cash on hand. And, Leo, here's something that you can take along with you tomorrow morning. This really fits. It's a Coleman GI stove and a four-man cooking kit. Also, a powerful telescopic sight for your rifle. And... Leo, here's something for the hired man. A beautiful two-piece green wool suit with the new Alaskan look. You think you'll like that?
Most certainly will.
Well, fine. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. We want to see you again, Leo Lucas.
Thank you.
You know, folks, we find American Express traveler's checks just as popular here in Alaska as they are down in the States. And here's Don Hancock, way down in New York, to tell you about them.
American Express traveler's checks are like regular checks, except that you sign them when you buy them and sign them again when you spend them. No other identification is needed. Just walk into any bank and ask for American Express traveler's checks in whatever amount you need, from $10 up. You can spend these popular checks anywhere, anytime, simply by signing your name. And remember, from the moment you walk out of the bank, your money in American Express traveler's checks is safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express traveler's checks are safe if you lose them or they. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. They're safe.
Well, here we are back in Alaska. Thank you, Don Hancock. Say, Parks, you were talking to one of the queens of the old Yukon. We can't forget our Vox Pop queen, Vanessa Brown, who left the 20th Century Fox Studios in Hollywood to come up here with us and entertain the GI. Vanessa! Hey, Vanessa, tell us about the thrills you've had.
Well, I think about every place we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
In Fairbanks and in Norman and Anchorage, in little things, I've got to tell you, the flight, for instance, the view from there, the northern lights, Mount McKinley, it's the most thrilling thing I've ever had.
Say, you want to keep Daryl Zanuck happy, don't you, Vanessa?
Oh, yes, we're very happy over the nomination for the Academy Awards of the Picture Gentlemen's Agreement.
Fine. Thank you very much, Vanessa. So, folks, we haven't another queen here. But here is a prince of a fellow and a very funny man, too. Our comedian who's had him in the aisle all the way up the line here in Alaska, Danny Shaw. Say hello, Danny.
Hello, folks. The throat is shot, Warren. I don't know what happened.
No, I have an idea. You just knocked yourself out up there, especially in Nome doing those two shows.
I wish they'd do me a favor. If they can find my voice somewhere, it's just a small little one, it isn't much. Would they mush it on down to Anchorage for me?
Danny, I think they'll be delighted. Thank you very much.
Warren, now is the time to say that everywhere we go up here in Alaska, we find that the pioneer spirit still flourishes. You're always talking about the good old days, Warren. Well, here's a young couple of homesteaders who are living it. He's a Navy veteran who went to the University of North Carolina. He studied the theater on the Rockefeller Fellowship. And he came to Alaska and he picked a good business, the ice cream business in Alaska. Yes, sir? She comes from a beautiful old colonial home in Manhattan, Massachusetts. Frank and Joe Brink. Warren.
Say, Frank, that's a very fancy little tin piece you grew for the fur rendezvous. Was that your idea, Joe?
No, it wasn't. It started up above his ears, and it's been dwindling down to that little stubble you see.
Well, why did it dwindle?
Well, he has odd ideas about the shape it should take. You see the rash on your face?
The rash on your... I get it. I think you made him whittle it down myself. Say, you were married before you came to Alaska, Frank?
Very definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Well, we were married in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it quick.
Well, it was quick, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met my wife up there. I was going into a house she was coming out of, and I said, that's for me. And 7 days later, we were on the way down the aisle.
Really?
Well, has it worked out? It certainly has. The wisest move I ever made.
Now, Joe, that's the nicest thing I ever heard a husband say.
I know, but I can return the compliment.
Well, go ahead.
Take the radio program to do it.
Well, say, what gave you the yen to come up here, Frank?
Well, I was a little bit restless when I got out of the Navy, and I found that all the new ideas had been tried in the States, and they were already old ideas, and old ideas up here are kind of new, so I thought maybe we'd get up here and try some.
So you tried the ice cream business, huh?
Yeah, I'd better not remember that.
Uh-huh. How's it doing?
Well, it's done.
Yeah? But yeah. You had your homestead to fall back on.
That's what you think.
No? What do you mean, you started it on nothing?
Well, we had to start on nothing. When we got out of the ice cream business, we first got some new shirts. Yeah. And my wife...
excuse me, but I just wanted to ask you, what were your assets?
Absolutely none.
No?
It was more than that. It was like the temperature up here. It was below zero.
Well, really, what did you start out with?
Well, I tell you, we started out actually with a Jeep and a wife. That's all we had left.
Well, that's good. How did you build your house?
Well, we didn't know what to do for logs since we couldn't find the budget. So we scrounged around and found some telephone poles, which we got for practically nothing. And
you did it with your own little hands?
Yeah, my own little hands and my little Jeep and my little wife.
Yes, don't forget the wife's little hands. So, where is it located?
Well, it's about 16 miles from Anchorage on the other side of Eagle River.
Mm-hmm. Say, how do you keep food? Do you have a refrigerator?
Oh, we have the best deep freeze in the world, right outside the back door.
Oh, I see. Well, how about in the summertime?
Well, in the summertime, we just sink things in the bottom of our creek and let the water flow over.
Oh, a creek out there. Are there any other attractions out there?
Oh, very definitely. We have squirrels in our house in the evening, and she, of course, wants me to shoot it with a 30-40 crag, and when I do that, I have to repair the house every night.
Well, what do you plan for the homestead?
Well, I have a little idea about digging a cave back in the mountains there and planting a few mushrooms, and I'm going to try to raise chickens in the cave, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the mushrooms won't be with the chickens.
No.
They'll be in separate caves.
Yeah, right.
Say, Frank, you were studying the theater. Have you given that up?
Oh, certainly not. I've had the great honor of working with the Anchorage Little Theater here since I came to Alaska, and the theater has great plans. It has brought noted artists from the States up here. It has a program to more or less be the cultural center, not only for Anchorage, but Alaska. And they have done a magnificent job, I think.
That's fine. You have children?
Yes, we certainly have. We have a boy.
Fine. What do you do for a sitter?
Sitter?
What do you do, Joe?
We have a Jeep for a sitter. We put him in the back of the Jeep at 15 or 20 below zero in a sleeping bag, and there he stays.
But is that the way you treat your children?
Well, yes, but he's very comfortable and healthy.
I'll take a look at him.
You know, he certainly does look healthy. Well, there are a good many young folks in the States who have the bee in their bonnets to come up here. What would you tell them, Frank?
Well, I'd tell them to be sure to have a wife that you can beat into doing enough work to keep you going.
Yeah. How about you, Joe?
Well, I think you need a man who can work from sun up to sun down, and you know the sun doesn't set in the summertime up here.
I see. Well,
where did she get that?
That's a good fear. Thank you very much, Frank and Joe. You really got the stuff of our forefathers in you. Thanks for the privilege of knowing you. It's been fun. We want to come back and meet you again, too. Here's for each of you $50 of our American Express traveler's checks. They'll come in handy anywhere from Stewart to ADAC. And if you want, say, look, you've been working awfully hard. You want a vacation this next summer?
That's the thing we've been working for all our lives.
Yeah. Where would you like to go?
Well, we kind of had the idea we'd like to go up to Circle Hot Springs on the Arctic Circle and kind of relax and fish and hunt.
Up there? Yes. Well, if that's where you want to go, that's where you're going, because here is the whole trip, all expenses for you. There, right there. And...
Wonderful.
And you better take this along. It's a Wilson tenderized ham. You can cut it with a whalebone. Thank you very much, Frank and Joe. Great. And now, back to New York, where Don Hancock is waiting to tell you about our American Express Traveler's Check.
Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express Traveler's Check are safe. Don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express Traveler checks. You'll find them safe, convenient, and spendable whenever and wherever you go. Be sure to always carry them on your automobile trip. You can spend them just like cash at filling stations, hotels, tourist camps, and restaurants everywhere. As Parks and Warren have told you, you can buy American Express Traveler checks at any bank. And at Principal Railway Express and Western Union offices, you can buy them in any amount from $10 up. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express Traveler's Check. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go.